Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to the Lord. Father, once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your presence, my Father God, and feast at the King's table, my Father, and eat and hear from you, Lord. That every time that we come on this broadcast, Fathers, I thank you for making us always aware that it is you who has called us, Father, unto the marvelous light, out of darkness, into the marvelous light. Out of things that we don't know, Father, that's keeping us from living the way you intended us to live, into the marvelous light, the knowledge of those things, so that we may possess, my Father, all that your Son came to do and provide for us, my Father. So we count it an honor and a privilege, Lord, that you will summon us every time we come on this broadcast through these lips of clay and through the ears that hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, that you will enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that you will fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom, my Father, and with spiritual understanding, so that we might know you, Lord, not know of you, but know you, Father. In Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to us through his resurrection. Draw us nearer, Father, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And once again, Father, we count it an honor and a privilege that you will summon us, your children, to come boldly to the throne of your grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And for that, Father, we say thank you. Jesus, we thank you for your amazing grace. For it was you who did what you did that caused us to be able to have this awesome privilege and opportunity to eat from the Master's table. We thank you for your amazing grace, Lord Jesus. You're awesome. And we're forever grateful. Forever grateful for all that you've done for your brothers and your sisters. Our Holy Spirit, we just humble ourselves under your mighty hands now and under your ministry, under your work, what the Father is doing in the earth today. Father, you can take up his and make it known unto us so that once again we might know what is the hope of our calling, that why are we called to this fellowship, that why are we called to our Father, that we might know what is the hope of that calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that is really available to us through the resurrection of the Son, Jesus Christ, as we come into the knowledge of it. You lead us and you guide us. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. For it is you who has anointed us to hear and speak what thus said the Lord. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Amen. Once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. They always have to call you that because that's who you are. But mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Listen, kings and queens, glory to God. Children of the Most High God. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. You tell me that ain't mighty? I'm going to say it again. The children of the Most High God. I call you who you are. The children of the Most High God. God's children. Glory to God. Who are we? God's children. God's family. God's family. And God's children. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. This is not only that, but kings and queens. Rulers. Listen, boy, sons and daughters of a king got authority and dominion and influence and power and control. Hallelujah. Kings and queens. And boy, watch this here. As we come to the knowledge of that, boy, then we'll take our place, what, as ambassadors of that, as representatives of the children of the Most High God, representing the children of the Most High God. What you mean representing the children? Living like the children of the Most High God. Acting and thinking and talking and walking and living and being what? Like who we really are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. The devil don't want you to know that. You don't mind you knowing who Jesus is and all the stuff and everything else and the intellectual knowledge that we have and all the theology that we have and everything else. He don't want you to know who you are and who I am and who we are in Christ Jesus. No matter you knowing all about the mighty thing that Jesus did and having statement and Jesus and everything that he did, long as you don't never have no faith in what we can do. Hallelujah. Right. Let me come to the knowledge of who we really are, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, listen, this is what God put us on this radio broadcast for. You know, that's the purpose of this radio broadcast. And I always want to remind you of that because wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So I always want you to know, boy, if you tune into this radio broadcast, boy, that's a perfect why you tune in here, boy. That's your Father in heaven, man, calling you and saying, hey. Hey, mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God. Hey, children of the Most High God. Hey, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hey, rulers. Hey, kings. Hey. That God saying that to you, that's the word of God. Listen, the word of God is the most powerful force in the universe. Mm-hmm. That's the most powerful force in the universe, is the word of God. All things were created by him, and without him ain't nothing created that were created, boy. He just said it. He just spoke it. Sometimes, boy, we get comfortable with just the written word of God, but I'm talking about the word of God. His word, what he said. Even if it ain't recorded in the book, boy, if he say something, we ain't talking about anybody. We're talking about the word of God. If he say something, man, I don't care what nobody else say or what nothing else. Ain't no other name above that name. Ain't no other word that's above that word. If he say something, man, boy, that's it. You're talking about the word of God. And boy, what I say on you, mighty man and mighty woman and most high God, man, listen, that ain't my opinion about you. It is my opinion about you, but it's my opinion about you because, boy, that's what God said. Hallelujah. I know what he said through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets and everything else. And I thank God for that. That was a cool message for them, but I ain't talking about that, baby. I'm talking about something beyond that, above that. I know my boy, what he said. Know what he said? Hey, that's a mighty man, and that's a mighty woman of God. That's what he said about Adam and Eve when he created them and put them in the Garden of Eden. What do you mean? He said, boy, look at that boy, and he said, after all them other days when he created things, he said, that's good. Boy, but after he created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden and started them on course toward their destination, he didn't just say it was good. He said, that's very good. Hallelujah. Hello. What are you talking about, Arthur, boy? I'm talking about, boy, what the king say. The king say, that's very good. That's a mighty man. That's a mighty woman. Why? Because they created in my image and in my likeness. Glory to God. They created just like me. They talk just like me. They walk just like me. They be just like me. They live just like me. Why? They're just like me. How come? Because they come from me. Hallelujah. That's the son of the Most High God that I say you are. Why? Because you all spring from God. But the children of the Most High God that I say you are, because you come from God. You all spring from him. You're a little G God. You're a little offspring of God. Just like our little children are offspring of us and become our children. Boy, we spring off from God. Just like our children spring off from us, boy, we sprung off from God. Hello. Glory to God. Hey, boy, and again, that's the purpose why God put us on this radio broadcast, boy, to go into all the world, boy, and let the world know that, boy, that we've been living in darkness and ignorance and not knowing. You know, God said this. He said, listen, my people, they love me and everything else, man. They serve me. They have a good church and everything else, but they being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They don't know. There's so much they don't know. They walk on in darkness. What you mean? In ignorance, but in not knowing. Well, they know who Jesus is, and they know who God is, and they know who Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is, and who, how Daniel man walked through the fire of ferns and all that, boy. They don't know who they are. They think they're just apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and leaders and all those titles that we come upon. And we are dead too, but we're much more than that. Hello. If we're not careful, boy, we'll let the devil preoccupy us with the means. All those other titles, the means to get us to the knowledge of the truth, who you really are. So I'm going to say it again. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, children of the Most High God. Hey, kings and queens, you know, and ambassadors and representative, man, of the kingdom of God. Hey, what an honor and what a privilege, you know, it is that God would allow me to come on this radio broadcast. And through me, boy, you know, hey, exalt you. That's my calling. That's where my anointing is at. That's where my gift is at, you know, what? The gift of exhortation. I just come on here, boy, to exalt you. You know, we sing the song, Lord, we exalt you. And that's a good thing. Yes, we exalt the Lord, but, boy, we need to exalt one another, too. We need to build one another up, too. We need to lift one another up, too. We need to strengthen one another up, too. We need to speak, man, well of one another and think well of one another and act well of one another, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hey, I say it's an honor and it's a privilege, you know, to come on this radio broadcast and just break bread with you, you know, and that we will just go on into the presence of the Most High God. Because, listen, you know, that's what this thing is really, really. The ultimate desire of God, our Father in heaven, his ultimate desire of all the things that he could desire for us, boy, his passion, boy, he just want to be with his children. He just want to hang out with you. Let me say it a little bit better. Yes, I hear you, Holy Ghost. He don't just want to hang out with you, boy. He want to live on the inside of all of us. On the inside of us. He want to be closer than just around us and close to us and near us. He want to live on the inside of us. That's how close he want to be with us. Let me say that better, too. That ain't just how close he want to be with us. That's how close he is with us. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, boy. That's the presence of the Most High God on the inside of all of us. Say that again, Arthur. Boy, let me tell you something, man. We receive the Holy Spirit, and, you know, because he breathed into them the breath of life, you know. And then Jesus Christ come in and breathe on the disciples and say, receive ye back the Holy Spirit. So we got the Holy Spirit, you know, on the inside of us. Boy, that's the presence of the Most High God. That's the life of God on the inside of us. That's the life of God in our life, in our spirit, in us. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, you know, once again, before I get too far, because I told you once they tell me which our broadcast started at 12 o'clock, you know, here in Central Louisiana, and boy, when they open the gate and say we on, you know, man, I just take out the gate. I just come on here, boy, and I don't know. I'm understanding more and more and more as the time go by, boy, what Jesus meant when he say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Mm-hmm. And boy, during this hour right here, from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday, boy, hey, call out that about shit to you, my most. I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yes, not I, but it's Christ who lives on the inside of me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
Boy, to come on this radio broadcast, boy, and tell you, boy, who you really are. So that could get past your intellect and down on the inside of your spirit so that we can, like my sister Faye used to say, arise from our now and get to our later until we reach our destiny. In other words, steady pressing on. Pressing on to what, Arthur? To the prize of this high calling. What high calling? To be just like God. To be in the family of God. To fellowship with God. To hang out with him. I told you his ultimate passion, everything that he's doing is a means to one end. What? He just want to be with his children on the inside of us. He always been around us. He ain't never going to leave us, never forsake us. Even if we make our bed in hell, he there. That's around us. But he wants something better than that, man. He want to get it back on the inside of us. At one point, he couldn't live on the inside of us because our sin separated us from him. But, baby, that's been taken care of. The sin that separated us from him, that's been taken care of, listen, 2,000 years ago. That ain't something that he's trying to get done. That's already done. That's been taken care of. That middle wall of partition, man, that separated man, the people, man, from the holy place, the presence of the Lord, that only the high priest could go in once a year, man, that thing was torn in two. Lord. You don't need no high priest no more. Why, because, boy, you know, them high priests, they used to come and make the sacrifices every year. But this one right here, what you mean, the power that's in his resurrection, that sacrifice that was made there, the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, man, that took care of sin, power over your life. That took care of sin itself. That condemned not you, that condemned sin. For the sin had no authority, no dominion over us, no more. Why are we allowing it to do that, man? Because you don't know that. We don't know that, and we don't know how to walk and operate and live in that, boy. And because we don't have to get... What do you say, Arthur? My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But with wisdom and understanding, will I feed them and feel them? Because he's also made a problem. You know, yeah, it might seem that way. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but... Boy, there's a day coming, man, and it's in process as each day come, boy. Each day go by that the whole earth going to be filled with the knowledge of God. And, boy, it's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. And you've been praying that all your life, you know. And let me tell you something. What you've been praying all your life, what? Lord, your kingdom come. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You've been praying it all your life. I guarantee you, baby, when it's all said and done, right now it's here. It's among us, you know. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's how close it is. It's among us right now. But one day, boy, the kingdom then came. What's taking place now right there, boy? One day, we be coming. One day, they're going to be on earth, just like it is in heaven. Listen, that's the destination. That's the end right there. They're going to be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. What's taking place out there right now? As we come to the knowledge of that and who we are in Christ Jesus, man, we cease from all of our works and we enter into a rest. What? We get in on what on God's work, what he's doing. And what we start doing under the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, as we grow in the knowledge of this, and with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, we just, man, start working. What kind of work are we doing? I'm not talking about your 9-to-5 job. I'm talking about becoming. Becoming what? Becoming that mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God. Becoming that child of the Most High God. Becoming that son of the Most High God. Becoming that daughter. Becoming that king. Becoming who we really are. Talking about day by day. The Bible says going from glory to glory to glory to glory until we all reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. You know why God gave the gift to the church, the fivefold ministry? The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. If you read on in there, you say, listen, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of their ministry, and you keep on reading what? They say, until we all come to the unity of the faith, to the fullness of a stature of Christ, until we all look just like Christ, until we all get to the place where you don't have no need nobody to teach you. You all know that, amen. You don't have to, you can lay your hands on yourself. You can pray for yourself. You can recover yourself from the snare of the devil. You are a mighty man. When I say mighty man, I ain't just saying that. I'm talking about with power and authority, man, to recover yourself from every snare and every trap board that the enemy might set for your life, so that we could live in this life here on earth, man, we're becoming who we already are, the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, destroying the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To keep people from the knowledge of that. You don't mind you having good church. You don't mind you operating your religious rituals and ceremonies and everything else, and that's all good and everything else, man. But he don't want you to, he don't want you to know about the kingdom. He don't want you to know the gospel of the kingdom. So he'll preoccupy us with the gospel of Jesus. At the expense of never man coming to the gospel of, that Jesus preached. But boy, if you come to the knowledge of the gospel that Jesus preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it. Glory to God. What you saying, Arthur? Boy, hey, when you find out who you really are, then, boy, you know, the only way you can find out who you really are, boy, because you got to know who he is. And as he is, so are you. So in the process of finding out who you are, you are you listening. Now, how do you understand an enlightened man by him? Who? The Word. Who is that? That's Jesus. Who he is. And what he said about you. What he said about you, because what he said about you overrides everything. He said this, you have heard that he has been said. And he started quoting Old Testament prophets. Then he said, but I say unto you. In other words, he was saying this, and listen, what I say unto you overrides everything that everybody else say. Thank you for what everybody else say. You know, that was good, and that was a schoolmaster and everything else. But, man, let me tell you something. From John, from Moses all the way to John the Baptist, what they say, that was preached. The law and the prophet was preached. But, boy, let me tell you something. Now the kingdom of God is being preached. I ain't going to do away with what they say. I kind of fulfill what they say. Hallelujah. So that you can then start becoming, man, who you really are from the inside out. That's why God put it on this radio broadcast, you know, to share with you, boy, I'm talking about the gospel of the kingdom. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Hey, listen, I got carried away once again, you know, and I have on this radio broadcast with me, man, my sister, you know, Minister Vera Morris, you know, from Houston, Texas, you know, Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, you know, Houston, Texas, you know, and it's always an honor and a privilege, you know, whenever I fellowship with her, you know, the Word of God just flow in and through us as we just edify one another. Every time we fellowship, you know, it just edify one another, you know, and she's always been an associate minister with me and my days of ministry, you know, and it's an honor and a privilege, Minister Vera, to have you back on the radio broadcast with us, you know. You know, kings and queens don't need an invitation, you know. I don't say this to everybody, but kings and queens don't need an invitation. You know, if a king coming to town, they just announce that they come. And when they announce that they coming, you know, then boy and time our borders, they start preparing and getting it ready for them. The town, the city, the community, the place where it's coming to, they start preparing for the coming of that king or that queen. They don't need an invitation. They just announce that they're coming. So, you know, and that's how it is with me and this lady that's on the broadcast with me now, you know, Minister Vera Morris, you know. They don't need no invitation, you know. As God has called us to ministry, you know, and it's for this purpose, to go into all the world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. Listen. Proclaiming the good news about the kingdom, casting out devils, and healing the sick.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, you know what, they went, boy, the Bible say, and God was with them, working, boy, with signs and wonders, following the word.
Amen.
So, hey, it's an honor to have you on this broadcast with me. I wanted to introduce you earlier, but I think I got a little carried away in the word, you know. So, hey, I just ask you to meet and greet, and hey, just allow the Spirit of God to use you as he always do, to minister to the people in radio land, you know. It from your heart, you know, I yield to minister to you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Good morning, everybody. It's just a privilege to be in the land of the living again, once again. I heard you early this morning, along with the Spirit of God. And I kept hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, "Who are you? Who are you? Who are you really? Not who men say you are. Who are you?"
Yes, Lord.
I kept hearing that. And I heard you say, you know, what we're going to help you to become all you can be in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
But first you got to know who you are. And in order to know who you are, you got to know the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said this to the people of Israel, "I am has sent me to you." Exodus 3:14.
Yes.
The name I am is how God chose to introduce himself. That's powerful.
Yes.
He said, "I can be to you whatever you want me to be. I am who I am." And I started looking at that. I said, "Well, who am I? Not who men say I am. Who do God say I am?"
Yes, 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 yes.
God said, "I'm fearfully. I don't fear nothing. I'm wonderfully made." That means there's no duplicate in me. There's no duplicate nowhere in the world. You, me, past nobody. There's no duplicate. God said, "I made you with my own hand. You're fearfully. You fear nothing and no one. And you're wonderfully." That means you're unique. You all by yourself. You're beautiful. You're a queen. You're a king.
Yes,
just like Pastor. You got to know who you are. And quit letting the enemy tell you who you are, because he doesn't know who you are. He thinks he does.
Yeah.
But you got to know who you are.
Yes, Lord.
"I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Psalm 139:14. I love that. Because there's nobody like me. You hear my voice, you're going to hear me. There's no other voice like mine. There's no other voice like yours.
Yes.
You are a branch. John 15:5 says, "I am a branch of Jesus Christ, the true and living God. I am a channel of his life." I look like my daddy.
Yes, Lord.
I look like my physical daddy, and I look like my spiritual daddy. How will they know that, like Pastor would say? Because I'm an heir.
Yes, Lord.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, when he said, "Let us make God, let us make man in our image." Genesis 1:26, and after our likeness. So anywhere you go, you don't have to say anything. The Spirit of the Lord will do the talking for you. For you will stand out among the people because you are an heir of God. Spirit, no spirit. Amen. You're crowned. You have dominion in all things. You're wonderfully made. God has given us so many benefits. I don't think we'll use them all up before we get to heaven.
No.
We got so many benefits. We're not defined by what kind of car we drive, or your personality, nationality, religion, where you go to work, where you go to school, what you've done, PhD, MD, DDD, all kind of degrees behind your name. But God said, who are you and me?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I'm not going to ask for all that when you come before me. I'm going to ask, what did you do with the gifts and talents I gave you while you were there on earth? What did you do? Did people know who you were? Amen. Pastor, I love that. I accept all the promotions and creativity and anointing that God has for my life. And what's for me is for me. And what's for you is for you. Nobody else going to get it. You got to know who you are.
Yes.
Know who you are. I'm a citizen of heaven. That's what Philippians says. Because we are just here passing through. We're just passing through. But we are candidates for the kingdom. We are here to do kingdom business. In the name of Jesus. I like that. Pastor, you said in our scripture today, I'm crucified. Galatians 2 and 20, I'm crucified. Yep. I'm crucified. That means the life that I lived before, I can't live it. I couldn't even go back to it if I wanted to.
Hello.
Christ said, he showed me the way to go. Christ's life showed me and enabled me to do it. That's how I identify with him. That's what the message says. I've been crucified, but my ego is no longer central, no longer important. I don't appear to be righteous. I am righteousness of God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
I don't appear to be. I'm no longer driven to impress people. And you don't impress anybody. Christ lives in you. He lives in you. He's the hope of glory.
Yeah.
The life he said you see me living right now, it's not mine. It is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's my scripture. You wake me up in the middle of the night, I can quote that to you. In Numbers 23 and 19. That God is not a man and he should lie. If he said it, he's clear about it. He said it, he'll do it. And if he said he'd do it, he'll bring it to pass. I'm a living witness on that one. Amen. Amen. You got to know who you are. You got to know the scripture that God gave you for your life work. And you got to know it. Nothing can shake you. Sickness and disease, no, that's far from me. That's gone. Mm-mm. No, I walk in the timing of the Lord. It's a timing thing. You got to know who you are. You got to be bold as a lion and speak when God says speak, and don't care who's sitting out there. If he says, say it. If he didn't say it, shut up.
Yeah.
But he said you got to be bold and you got to know who you are. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 56, let me back up. In Isaiah chapter 46.
46,
yeah. Yeah, I start reading from verse 3. It says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel,
that's
which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb.
Amen.
And even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bags and weigh silver in the balance and air and goldsmith, and he maketh it a guard. They fell down. Yea, they worship, and yea, they bear it up on their shoulder. They carry it and set it on a place, and it standeth from its place, shall it not be removed. Yea, one shall cry unto it, yet it will not answer, nor save him out of their trouble. Remember this, and show yourself, men, bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors, Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else like me. I am God, and there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. And from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you think? Listen, boy, I'm God, and there's none like me. And I declare the end from the beginning. I show you and tell you who you really are. I show you the end. When I say you a mighty man and you a mighty woman of God and you come into the knowledge of who you are, that's the end. That's who you really are.
Amen.
You show us the destination first. That's why in the first book of the Bible in Genesis, you know, he show us the end first. I tell you, when he say, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let's give them dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. In other words, let's give them dominion over this territory called earth. Let that be their territory, their kingdom. Well, they rule and reign in their kingdom just like we rule and reign in our kingdom. And we're going to be connected to them. They're going to be in us, and we're going to be in them. And they're going to be one big kingdom. Hallelujah. The unseen kingdom, that's God's territory. The heaven belongs to God, and they're going to be the seen kingdom. That's the earth. That's our territory.
Amen.
The boy, we're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. So God set that up in Genesis chapter 1. God set that up. Hallelujah. You say, I'm God, and there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. Man, I'm already finished. I'm a star. Now I'm a star. See, let me tell you something. The very fact that he started in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the creation and all that, is an indication, man, that it's already finished. Oh, Lord, he don't start nothing until it's finished. He finished first. He declared the end from the beginning. He decided what he wanted even before he spoke. Hallelujah. That's the precepts of God right there. See, we get caught up with all the concepts. That's all our ideas, everything else, like Nelson Bill say, what everybody else say about who you are. But boy, David said, Lord, show me your precepts. Hallelujah. What was your original intent? What's your original idea? What's your original purpose? What's your original reason, man, for the existence of a thing? What was in your mind even before? Hallelujah. Boy, his son pleaded him so much that he decided, boy, before the foundation of the world, that I want me a whole bunch of them just like you. Just like you, Jim. Just like you, Jesus. Just like you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's what the word say. That's what God said. He said, I was ever his delight. I was with him even before the foundation of the world. And then he said this, and boy, his delight, talking about God, you know, wisdom, and Jesus was with God all the time even before the foundation of the world. He said, and boy, my father was delighted in me. And that's what Jesus said. And my delight was with the sons of men.
Amen. That's right.
Father was delighted with me, and boy, I was delighted in you. Hallelujah. Because I knew what the Father wanted, a whole bunch of them just like me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And all the more that he wanted just like me, that's all of you out there. That's all of you.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care, man, whether you're saved or received or not, or even if you haven't received it, boy. That's his intent. That's his desire. That's his will. Not for some, not for the Christians. I'm talking about for everybody, for the Muslims, the Hindus, the Muslims, everybody. This ain't no religion. This life. Hallelujah. What life, boy? This is the life of God. What that life is, like we're going to say, it's in his word.
Amen.
But what he say about us, what he say about us, boy, there's life in that.
Amen.
Boy, sometimes what man say about you is condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, but what God say about you, there's no condemnation.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, no, just exhortation. Boy, that might, there's some reproof, and there's some rebuke, and there's some correction, and there's some chastisement. But boy, you don't do it with no calamity, no sickness, and no disease, and car wrecks, and killing, and stealing, and all that. That ain't him, boy. That ain't him. That's the devil.
Amen.
Boy, God set up his kingdom on the earth. And let me tell you something, man. Mankind fail, but even though mankind fail, they can't alter what God has started.
Amen.
Right, why? Because, boy, he didn't already finish it even before he started. He decided what he wanted. What he wanted? He wanted a whole family of sons. That's you and I. He wanted mighty men and mighty women. That's you and I. He wanted kings and queens. Who is that? That ain't that much like, I'm talking about rulers. Men and women who can rule and reign in life over circumstance, situation, and symptoms. That rise up, man, from little bitty born princes and princesses and up into well, your kingship, to your sovereign reign. He said, let them have, he gave them dominion, gave us dominion over the earth. Sovereign.
Amen.
Reign. That's your territory. Mm-hmm. How you ruled on your territory, Father? I ruled in my territory with my word. That's the word of faith. How I'm going to rule in my territory, Father? You're going to rule in your territory with your words, too. Hallelujah.
Your words, too.
I'm ruling right in my territory with my word. You just put my word in your mouth. What he told old Joshua, men of Israel, hey, listen, you want to make your way prosperous, you want to have good success, yeah, don't let my word depart out of your mouth. Don't let my word depart out of your mouth. If I say you're mighty,
amen.
I don't care what nobody else say. If I say you're the son and daughter of the Most High God, I don't care. If I say, man, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, if I say
do
I ain't going to never leave you, I ain't going to never forsake you, boy, hey, you put that in your mouth. If you say I'm the head and not the tail, if you say I believe in him and I got everlasting life, if you put that in your mouth, if you say by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, boy. Hey, if you put my God supply all my needs, all my children are saved, and the children of the righteous shall be delivered, hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
The righteousness is of God, boy. Hey, Lord. Boy, you put that in
amen.
Your mouth, Jim.
Amen.
And if you meditate in that day and night, Joshua, and you observe how to act according to that, Joshua, then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success.
Good success.
And boy, what Joshua did in Mesavira, boy, him and old Caleb, boy, he took God's people, man, who had been wandering around in the wilderness. They were saved. They wasn't in Egypt no more. Just like the church, man, they saved, but they just wandering around in the wilderness, man, when all the time, Lord, wandering around in the wilderness doing what, man? Listening to what everybody else say about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming to the knowledge of what, boy, our Father in heaven say, who we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And boy, old Joshua and Caleb, they maintain their confession of faith. Yes, man, that's who God say we are. He say we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land.
That's
he said we'd be
that's
more
right.
than able to rise up, man, above the beggarly elements of this world system. He say we'd be more than able, man, to rise up, man, and take our, man, authority over the devil. The ones who he had as slaves has risen up, man, to become his master. Glory to God. I'm talking about with power and control even over all the demons. That's why he told him, go cast out the devil. Why? I'll give you power over all the power of the devil. The devil had power over you, but through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, let me tell you something, the devil's power, man, has been broken over your life. If you don't know it, man, you know. If somebody comes at you with a double-barreled shotgun, man, and to rob you and everything else, man, with that double-barreled shotgun, man, listen, they're going to put fear in your heart until you give up all your stuff. Hallelujah. Now, if they just come in front of you and talk about giving me all your money and ain't got no weapon or nothing, man, you're going to resist that. But, boy, if they come up to you with a double-barreled shotgun and say, give me all your money, then, man, you're going to be intimidated by that double-barreled shotgun, man, you know. And so you're going to give up all your money. But, boy, if you find out that double-barreled shotgun don't have no bullets in it, well, It's a whole new ball game now. As long as you thought it had bullets in it, you was intimidated by it. You know. But boy, let me tell you something, bro. You find out that double-barrel shotgun, man, ain't loaded, and it don't have no bullets in it, and it looks like it's made of steel, but it's made of plastic. It just coated in a steel-coated plastic. It ain't even got no strength in it. It can't do you no harm. I don't know. I got devil been coming at God, people, man, you know, with a double-barreled shotgun that don't have no bullets in it.
Hmm.
Got it flowing, but don't have no power. Well, I come on this radio to broadcast and let you know that God has given us, boy, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, so he rose from the dead, boy, he went into the region of the damned. The Bible says he slung out principalities, he slung out powers, he slung out rules of darkness. Let me say it just plain simple. All the demons, man, that were trying to hold him back, man, he slung them all off, man. Why, boy? Because you're looking for their daddy. Flung off sickness and disease. Flung off poverty and life. Flung off, man, you know, all the things, the bigly element of this world that hinders us from reaching our maximum potential while inspiring others to do so as well. He slung all that off. All of that off, boy, why, boy, going to the head, the devil. And when he got to the devil, boy, the Bible says he stripped him of all his authority. All that authority man. That Adam gave him in the garden when he fell, when he disobeyed God, and sin came upon Adam, and as a result of Adam's sin, then sin and death reigned upon all mankind, and the authority and dominion and that kingship that God gave Adam and Eve in the garden, they gave it to the devil. Lord Jesus Christ come, man, paid the penalty for sin and took them that authority back from the devil. And he was just fulfilling what God had already said. God told that woman, she said, hey, listen, what happened? They said, the devil deceived me. And boy, he told that devil, boy, listen, that same woman who you deceived, her seed, baby, they're going to come one from her. Lord, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to grind your head in the ground. He's going to strip you of all your things. He's going to break every power that you have over their lives and everything else and take back your authority that you have in you and render you powerless over their lives. Why come on this radio broadcast to tell you 2,000 years ago that took place? 2,000 years ago. When Jesus rose from the dead, man, with all power, with all authority. Listen, all that power and all that authority that he rose from the grave with, that wasn't his. That was ours that we lost in Adam. Lord. Well, I couldn't bring back your identity. I couldn't bring back what God said about you from the beginning. I couldn't put you back in right standing with God so that you could go before the throne of God without any sense of guilt and condemnation, boy, knowing that your sins, though they like scarlet, washed white as snow, though you had never committed no sin, I'm going to put you back, man, in the place that Adam and Eve was in before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
Right, and start living your life from there. Start becoming who God say you are. Who God say you are, you in his image and in his likeness. Ruling and reigning in our territory called earth, just like he ruled and reigned in his territory called hell. And let me tell you something. He said that. He spoke that. But he already decided that. Well, that's the end right there. That's the end in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Listen, you know in your Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is the only two perfect chapters in the Bible. And those two chapters right there, man, you know, Adam and Eve are walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Boy, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and his children, man, all fellowshipping one in one, all in one. God in Jesus and the Holy Spirit in them, and they in God and the Father and the Holy Spirit, they in them, all one. In the cool of the day, in an atmosphere, in an environment that's created by the literal presence of the Lord. The Bible calls it Eden. I'm talking about Eden. Look, that's not a geographical location, boy. That's an atmosphere and an environment that's created by the literal presence of the Lord. That's on a spot. Hallelujah. For a moment on this earth with an open door, the Bible says, into a delightful place. What's that? The literal presence of the Lord.
Lord,
I'm talking about coming boldly to the liver, coming back into men, the Garden of Eden, coming back into the presence of the Lord, starting your relationship with God, boy, where you've been restored back to. Where you've been restored back to that place that we had in Adam before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That dominion that Adam and Eve sold us into, that slavery that he sold us into. Boy, when Jesus Christ rose from the grave, he took the keys. Before he rose from the grave, he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from the devil. Hallelujah. He stripped him of all the authority that Adam and Eve gave him, that promise that God made him, the seed of the woman that was going to bruise your head. The head means authority. We're going to take back that authority that Adam gave you. Boy, he took that back 2,000 years ago when he rose from the grave. Death couldn't hold him in the grave. Death had no power over him. He rose from the grave. After having paid the penalty for our sin, after having cleansed us up, boy, for what purpose? so that we could be resurrected, hallelujah, right along with it. That's why we said that earlier, you mentioned, Bill, you quote that scripture. I was crucified with Christ. Lord. But boy, nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I, but it's that resurrected Christ that live on the inside of us. Glory to God. The resurrected Amen. Christ. Resurrected to what, boy? To restoration. What's restoration? Restored back to our original place in God. And boy, just start becoming who we already are. Bible say going from glory to glory, line upon line, precept upon precept. Just like we grew up in this physical realm from little bitty babies, man, to sonship and maturity, but we grew up, man, back in the kingdom of God, back in the presence of God, that same way. Just growing up in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Little bitty baby. Designed to sincere milk of the word, man, growing up, man, into adolescence, into childhood, all the way up into sonship. To maturity in knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. To the place, boy, where he's raising us up like that, who come into the knowledge of who we are, to go into all the world and let every last one of you know, boy, that when Jesus Christ rose from the grave and with all power and all authority, boy, and he stood on the bow of the universe and know what he said? He said to you and I, he said, here. Here what? Here what? All power. Power in heaven. Power on earth, and even power under the earth, but the power even over death. Hallelujah. Well, yes, you see me risen, yeah, the same thing in you, baby. Yeah, hallelujah. You risen with me. And you got power even over death. You say, here's your authority. Here's your power that you lost in Adam. Here. All you who are blessed of your Father. Here is your inheritance, what? All of the kingdom of heaven. That was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. It's your inheritance. You lost it in Adam, baby. I come to get it back for you. Hello. Here. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your
Amen.
Inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven that's been prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Listen, we have about 8, 9, 10 more minutes, you know. Hey, the Bible say, you know, he shared with them the word of God that Jesus gave us. He said, here, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Now you
Amen.
Go and you cast down the devils. And you heal the sick. Hallelujah. And you tell that devil, boy, to loose my people and let them go. You take authority. You recover yourself from the snare of the devil and help, boy, my people recover themselves from the snare of the devil. You go and let my people know, boy, that the trap has already been sprung, but they got to take their foot out the trap. Hey, all the traps that the enemy set for you, I'm telling you, boy, that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the traps have been opened. The problem is we've been so bound up and so used to being bound up with bound up mentality that we refuse to take our foot out the trap, even though the trap's been sprung. And even though, boy, death been conquered, boy, yeah, we still live and die like mere men and mere women. But all the time, by grace are we saved. But all the time, by the stripes of Jesus were we healed. But all the time, we are mighty men and mighty women in the Most High God. But all the time, we can do all things through Christ. But all the time, you know, you can speak life to your circumstance, to your situation. When all the time, you can lay hands on yourself. When all the time, man, you can pray for yourself. When all the time, the same power, the same Holy Ghost that's on the inside of a personality that we got faith in their faith, you know. You won't have to go to a Benny Hinn meeting or a Bless Me meeting and everything else. You can speak life and vitality to your circumstances, situation, and something yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you can take control, that you can reign, that you can rule, that you can be and become, boy, who God say you are.
You are.
Boy, God, we just
Amen. Like
so therefore, Amen. Boy, we bind every power of the spirit we speak into their life. We bind every power of the enemy, you know, that against their life, that will try to hinder them, boy, and God's people and all those out there, boy, in the earth, man, from coming to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Uh-huh. We bind up that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say, loose your hold on God's people, and let
Amen.
Them in your the name kingdom of has come down. You are defeated foe, and we take authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak out into the people's life, you know, to heal in virtue of God. And we prophesy to you that you are who God said you are. You have what God said you have. You can do what God said you can do. You can be who God said you can be. And Ms. Abilia, you're just speaking to their life as we get prepared to go out to broadcast.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, you say, your word say who we are. And we walk right now in the timing of the Lord, because this is a time right now for your people to come out, open their mouth and pray. Amen. Every divine element of our day today will cooperate with us. Everything we say, the words we say that come out of our mouth is the word of God. Sickness and disease have no authority. You have dominion in all. You're crowned with God's love and peace. Your name is associated, your very name. God said, use my name. Jesus said, use my name. It's associated with greatness, with diligence, originality. You're one of a kind. Wisdom, wealth, prayer, spiritual warfare, problem solver. And God gave you inside wisdom today.
Yes, Lord.
2 Timothy 1:7 said, I have not been given the spirit of fear. You don't have no fear. God has not given you that fear. That comes from the enemy. You're born of God, and the evil one cannot touch you. 1 John 5:18. In the name of Jesus, we are heirs of Christ. Be whole, be healed. And Jesus said today, where, it's essential. Where, what does that mean? That means you have the mind of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Put on the whole armor of God. Think our thoughts. Do what I say do. We are not defined by what we wear, who we are, where we live, what we drive. We are defined by our identity in Christ, the character you represent God. So be healed, be whole, and let God lead today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You know, the Bible says this, you know, everything that God does, he does with his word. The Bible says, you know, by the stripes of Jesus we heal. And I close with this. The Bible says he sent his word, and his word healed us. He said he sent his word, and his word saved us. He sent his word, boy, and his word delivered us. His word provided for us. Everything that he done and that he does, boy, by the power of the Holy Ghost with his word. He sent his word. So, you know, he said, a sign and wonder shall follow his words, you know, hey, the sick shall recover. Therefore, all of you out there on the sound of my voice who are afflicted in your body, you know, every sickness and every disease, germ and virus that's associated with it, I curse the life in it at the root. And I command it to wither and to die and to go from your body, and that you rise from your now, from your sickness, into your, not just your healing, but your divine health. That man God has provided for you in the name of Jesus. I send the word, the same word that God sent that healed us. Hallelujah. I send that same word to your circumstances, not only to your physical body, but to your heart, to your broken heart, to your mind, to your will, to your emotion, and to your spirit, and that you be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. As you come to the knowledge of the truth, and the word says this as I close. They say, listen, the word is even now you, even in your mouth, whether it is the word of faith where we preach. That if you believe in your heart that God bore sent his son, Jesus Christ, and God has raised him from the dead and made him to be Lord of your house, if you believe that in your heart and confess that with your mouth, then the Bible says you shall be saved. What you say, all you got to do is believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Believe what? Everything that God said about you. You know, if you say by stripes we heal, it don't matter about the circumstance, situation, just believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Just put God's word in your mouth. Hallelujah. Meditate in it day and night so that we can observe how to do it so that it can become us and we can become it. And as we're doing that, boy, we will continuously make our way prosperous and have